the States or in Europe.
Yeah.
And I say, you know that I'm in Europe.
Yeah.
They think they pay. So they usually hang up.
Yeah, right, sometimes.
They don't realize I'm paying.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Boker Tov, today's daf, daf Kuf Ches in Sanhedrin. Yesterday we left off at the end of the Mishnah. Again, Le'ilu Nishmas Mordechai Ben Yechiel Meir. Tanabon Ador Mabal Ein Lohem Chelek Ma'abog. We saw in the Mishnah, the door of the flood, the finish of the flood, has no share in the next portion. Ve'imachas Kol Yikumash HaPnei Adama. Wiped out all the establishment that was on the earth. Ve'imachas Kol Yikum Ba'al-Mazeh. That refers to this world. The Pasuk goes on there, Ve'imachu Min Ha'aretz. A second time, they were wiped out. Not only will they not live, they won't even be judged. I will not judge with my spirit people forever. There will not be a judgment, nor will my spirit be with them. Is lashon of nadan, which is a sheath. That is, a neshama will not return into its sheath, meaning into the body. Even when Hashem returns the neshamas to the dead people, mean loss of love, their souls will be as difficult to them as fire. In other words, the souls will burn them. The souls themselves will burn the bodies. Teharu chashash, you will conceive, like, you know, vatahar vateladen. You will conceive chaff. Tel dukash, you will give birth to stubble, to straw. Ruchachem eish tochachem, your own spirit will consume you as fire. In other words, the neshama will burn up the guf. Talking about Dama on the scroll, why were they haughty? Why were they arrogant? Al b'shpil, tova sheshpil on Kadosh Baruch Hu. They were haughty because again, Hashem had given them so much. You know, when people are spoiled, they become baligaiva. Maximum, what does it say about them? Batam shalom mipachad. Their houses were safe. They had alarm systems. They were safe from fear. Velo shevet eloha aleim. And the staff of God and the rod of God was not on them. They lived a nice life. Exiv shoro iber, their ox reproduced, right? Became pregnant. Velo yagil, and did not fail. In other words, they didn't miscarry. Tipoli parosa velo tishakel, their para, their cow calved. They had children without being cast away, like they weren't shkulen, the children didn't die, the calves didn't die. Exiv yishochel katzon of Eleim, and their little ones were sent out like flocks, meaning they were fruitful, they multiplied, they lived v'shalom v'shalva, v'yaldeim yirakdun, their children danced. Exiv yisu betof v'kinor, they rejoiced with the timbrel and the harp. V'yismuchu l'kol ugav, and they rejoiced at the sound of the organ. Viksiv yibalu yameim betov ushnosam ben imam. They spent their days in good and their years with pleasures. So, in other words, all this happened to the Dor HaMabul. They lived a good life, basically. They were prosperous. They were successful. They were happy. Things didn't go bad for them. Viksiv, and all of a sudden, v'regesh ol yichatu, and in 1 second, they will go down to the grave. It's an amen. Vihi garma, and that was the cause, Shamullah, that they told God, Sumimenu, get away from us. But we don't want to know the knowledge of your paths. Mashakai ki navenu, who is God? Who is the Almighty that we should worship Him, that we should serve Him? Uma Noel, what will it help us, Kinifka, if we meet Him? Aru kum tsurichim anu lo el tipushik. So what do we need God for? He sends us a little rain. We don't need His rain. Yeshlonu naros mayanos. We've got plenty of rivers and springs. Shana mistakman, that we can supply ourselves from them. Mamar kosh brocha. The tovish ishmati lahem. The good that I've given you, bo machisano. So with that, you make me angry. Ubo ani danoshem. You say you got plenty of water. You don't need me. I'll show you what water is. I will judge you with water. Shana vanihin nevelso mayim. I will bring the flood of water. Biosam medor mabalonus go el bishpil gilgol ha'ayim. They were baligaiva, they were arrogant because of the eyeball, shadomalamayim. You see, the eyeball is comparable to water, that it, like from a small socket, many tears can come out. Like the same thing with water, out of a small spring, much water can come out. So what happened, Shinema? Because of the eyeball, so to speak, because they went after their vision, that's what caused them to sin. The fichach, because of that, because they were baligaiva because of their eyes, that the los surach reinechem, the father says, therefore they were judged with water, which was comparable to the eye. And therefore they were judged with water, which was which is also, like we said, similar to the eyeball. Shema nifku kol ma'inos tahom rabba. All the well springs of the upper depths opened up. Barubas hashman tachon, and the windows of heaven opened up, and the waters came down. Rabbi Yochanan Mabo, the rabba kilklu. They were makalkal. They sinned with the word rabba, much, great. They were judged with the word rabba. Barabba kilklu shema bayar Hashem. Ki rabba rasadim, because great was the evil of man. So again, the lashon of rabba, great was the evil of man. Ramadan, they were judged with great. Shenemar kol ma'inos tahom rabba, all the springs of the upper depths, of the great depths, came upon them. Amar b'chan shloshen nishtarim mehem. Of these great, you know, the as we'll see, the mabul was boiling water, boiling hot water. So of the mabul, eventually the waters receded and the mabul left the earth. However, three sources of the hot water remain. Shloshen Shtarimahem, Belua de Gader, the Gulf of Gader, Chametz Feria, which we still know, right? The Chametz Feria, the hot springs of Feria. Those are remnants from the mabul. Remnants from the mabul. The Einei Rabasi de Biram, and the great well of Biram, that place. In other words, those are three remnants from the mabul. Kiyishkas Kalbasashtak. Pardon? Yeah. Kiyishkas, well, maybe that's not, maybe that wasn't from the mabul. Kiyishkas Kalbasar Astarko Ala Oretz. Because all basar, all living creatures have destroyed themselves, have gone bad, have gone latavus ra al aretz. Rabbi Yochanan, lama shabir behema chay v'chay behema. They crossbreeded wild animals with domestic animals with wild animals are called adam, and human beings committed bestiality with all kinds of animals of adam alakol. In other words, they all copulated with women. With women and men copulated with all kinds of animals. Amar Baba Barkana, Bukum Chazru. They all went back eventually after the Mabul, after all the bad that came. They all went back to their own men. Chutz mi Tushalmi, except for Tushalmi, some sort of a bird that still continues to mate with animals not of its kind. The end of all humankind, the end of all animals have come before me. Amar Bechan. Look how great is the power of robbery. They commit all kinds of sins, not just adultery, idolatry, everything. But when were they signed? When was their decree signed? Until they started stealing. Because the whole land was full of robbery in front of them. Why am I destroying them? Because of the robbery. Not because of the other sins, only because of the robbery. Robbery destroys all social fabric. Except Hachamas kam lamata Russia, right? The Hamas, the robbery, gets up lamata. Lamata is like a stick, a rod of evil. Lo mayhem, not from them. Lo mayhem, not from their multitude. Lo mahamam, not from what belongs to them. In other words, there will be nothing. Once they became robbers and evildoers of this sort, there's no salvation for them. V'lo nabahem, there will be no wailing among them, meaning they won't even be judged. They're going to be finished. Nobody's going to wail for them when these people get killed. So to speak, the robbery stood itself up like a stick. Lo mehem, not of them. Lo menom, not from their multitude. V'lo mehem, not from theirs. V'lo nabahem, nobody will wail for them either. In other words, once they started robbing, when it's idolatry and adultery, even though these are capital sins, so, but a bunch of them can be mochel them. Once they started robbing from one another and all, they couldn't live with one another, then even though it's a much more of a minor sin in terms of punishment, but when the whole society became robbers and stole from one another, they couldn't exist anymore. Rafal Noach Nechtam Zardim, he takes out this Hishon Emar, V'lo Noach Mehem. Instead, he reads V'lo Noach Mehem as V'lo Noach Mehem. Noach was also supposed to be killed. Tanu Rebbe Shmuel, Afal Noach Nechtam Zardim, Roshim was supposed to kill Noach also, El Shem Matzachayim Ben Hashem. In other words, he got a reprieve. Hishon Emar says, Nichamti, I changed my mind, I repent, Ki Asisim. I'm upset. In other words, I'm upset with myself that I've made them, but still the Noach Matzachem Ben Hashem. And I was as if to say, even Noach was, I was included in Noach in there too. I was upset with all mankind. I wanted to destroy them all. I changed my mind, but you know, all right, Noach's a good kid. I'll let him go.
But in other words, what Rebbeinu Shlomo is saying, that he was
on the verge of destroying the world.
Correct.
End of story.
End of story, correct. Vayinacham Hashem ki asah asa adam baretz. Now, the word vayinacham can mean you changed your mind. It could also mean nechama. You took consolation. So it says, vayinacham Hashem ki asah asa adam baretz. So the Pashim said, vayinacham Hashem, he changed his mind. He was upset, right? He regretted. He says, vayinacham Hashem ki asah asa adam baretz. He regretted that he made mankind. Yes, Rav Dini, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yafas Yishu Shekanti Le. Vayinacham means he was comforted. Ki asah asa adam baretz. I made man in the land, meaning I'm burying him. I'm glad that I made this, that I made them kfaros baretz. I'm glad that I put them in the land. That's where they belong. They were shown. My mask, b'ksivach vayinachem Hashem. It says it in the words of Nacham. B'ksivachem vayinachem osam vayidaber alibam. He comforted them. He spoke to their hearts. So here's vayinachem Hashem kisamas, meaning he was comforted. He was very happy that he put them in the ground because that's where they belong. They sinned. He could have said, no, lo yafas, he says, it's not good that I've made them kfaros in the land because maybe they'll do tshuva. So he regretted that he made them, that he put them in the country. And that's not, first of all, he regretted that he made people, right? He regretted that he put them, that he buried them in the ground because they shouldn't all necessarily die. Maybe they could do tshuva. There clearly it's regretted. Hashem regretted the evil that he said that he spoke to, that he said he's going to give to his people. So here also, Vayinacham Hashem, Hashem regretted that he put them in the ground. Eila told us Noach, the famous Rashi, everyone Noach, the kids, Eila told us Noach, Noach, Ish Tzadik Tachmei Delos, the Pasuk says, these are the generations of Noach, the stories of Noach. Noach was a good man, right? Tamad Dosar, he was a Tumim. He was a complete and honest person. In his generation, you look okay, not another generation. Rabbi Yochanan said it's the raw, meaning, compared to all the other jerks in his generation, he looked pretty good, relative. If he had been in Avram's generation, he would have been nothing. Rish Lakish Hashem, no. But the Rosh of Koshkim Dor Sechem, if he was good in a bad generation, certainly he lived in a good generation, he would have been better. Amram Chanina. Mashal, Rabbi Yochanan, Amad Avadam, Rabbi Yochanan, who says it for bad, what's an example of what he means by, what's the metaphor? Amad Avadam, Rechavish Shayayim. Man has a barrel of wine, Shayayim Menachas Matash Chametz, that was in a cellar of vinegar. All the other wine in there had gone bad. So Bimkomer, Echanodeth, there it looks pretty good. You got a whole cellar of vinegar there. It's the one barrel of wine smells okay, right? Shalom Bimkomer, Echanodeth. But if you put it in a good cellar, a cellar that has only good wine, nothing special. Amavoshim, Mashal Dresh Lakish, Lamad Avadamra. Letzlucha Shel Plaiton, a vial of spikenard oil. Shayis Menechas is good smell, gosh. Shayis Menechas Makmerevs, it was in a filthy, smelly place. Bimkom Rechanodeth, there it smells good. Right, compared to the air, it smells good. But Koshkin Makmabosim, certainly if you put it in a perfumery, place where there's good perfumes, it would smell even better. Here it has to overpower the bad smell. So Mishlakish says it's for good, Rechon says it's for bad. You destroy, wiped out all, everything that was established on the land. Imadam Chata, Behemah Machata. The quite famous question, more asked this Kashim question by bestiality. When you kill a person for committing bestiality, what's it the animal's fault? The animal doesn't know anything. So the Gemara says, because people shouldn't say this is the animal that they shouldn't remind people that this is the animal that committed bestiality with this person, so he's not worthy to live. Again, the idea is that animals only exist for our good. Why were the animals destroyed? They didn't rob. An example with a person who made a chuppah for his son. He prepared a big feast for his son getting married. The Yomim eventually made a rachmanas son. His son died. He destroyed the whole thing. He only did the whole chuppah and the meal, spent everything for his son. Now that the kid's gone, I only made animals, all the animals were to serve people. If a person sins and he's going to be destroyed, what are the animals for? So he didn't need animals at all. So they only exist for the good of mankind. Because everything on dry land died. In fact, the Pasuk emphasizes everything on dry land. It's not dry now, but it was on dry land before the flood. Everything that was on dry land died. It's mashma that something that wasn't on dry land, like fish, they did not die, even though, as we saw, the water was very hot. So it doesn't say that not all, some fish may have, maybe cold water fish wouldn't have lasted, but not all the fish died. Dorish Rav Yochanan Demen Kishmarasiv, Kahu al Pnei Amayim, he is swift on the water, to Koro Chakasim Baretz. their chelik will be cursed in the land. What does that mean? It's a pasuk in Iyov. Lam she'inoch atzarek machir v'em. He scolded the people of his generation. Ramlam, asu tshuva, do tshuva. Im lava kadosh baruch mevrem samav. If not, God will destroy you with the flood. Umikvah nevrasamayim. And your bodies will float on the water, kezikin. That's how it's good. Rashi says zikin is like, notice, like pitchers, like flasks, like leather flasks. They'll just float, and you'll just, your bodies will all float. Shnemer, kalu al pnei mayim. They're swift, like on the water. V'lo'odo shalokin, bokim then klol chobo'elim. Everybody who follows you afterwards will hear about the curse. You know, you are the cursed people. Shalokim then klol chobo'elim. Shnemer, tekol chokos maritz. Le'yifne derach kramim. So this the Gra takes it out over here, but they will, it says they will not turn away from the vineyards. What does this mean? They used to walk through the vineyards. We'll explain in a minute what this means. Amrlo, so they told them, okay, God's going to curse us, God's going to flood us, and he's going to make us bad. What's holding him up now? Why doesn't he start it right now if we're so bad? Amrlo, Mimachav. Amrlo, pray to Achasieshli Lahotzimichem. I have one pigeon, as I have one special person, who refers to Mr. Shelach HaTzadik, lived a long time, and he's not roy to die with your miserable death. So I'm waiting for him to die his natural death, and then we'll start. Yesh Lo Tzim Lechem. He says, in Cain, so they said, if that's the case, that we're going to die anyway, we're not, you know, that we're not following in God's ways, we're not interested in Shuva. We'll nifna derach krum. We will not turn away from the krumim. Rashi explains this to mean that the krumim is the crooked path of the Nazar. We're not going to take the straight highway. We'll walk through the crooked path of the vineyards that have thorns, etc. We're going to continue in our bad ways. Lo nifna derach krumim. It could also mean krum could also refer to the wine. They're going to continue drinking wine and doing bad things. Dorosh Rava Ma'irich Siv Lapid Boz. This is another pasuk in Iyov. Lapid Boz, that the Lapid is like a flame. This is also as a stone, as a despised booze of despised lo shtos. Rashi says is that people who sit and think about evil thoughts, people, you know, thinkers. So despised stone or despised flame for those who think thoughts shanan at ease, nachon lemoade rego, is ready for those who slip by their feet. What does this mean? Malam she'enoch tzadik mochiach osam. He would scold them. Amar lem varm shem kashim kalapidim. He would give them difficult. He would tell them difficult things like flames. He would scare them. Well, you bozim vasim said they would shame. Amar lo, who are you? Who are you to give us any tochva zakein? You old man, tevezu lama. What do you got this old? What are you building this ark for? You know, you built it for a long time, 120 years. What are you building it for? Amar kadosh baruch hu mevelech hashem. Hashem's going to bring a mabul. Amar mabul shema. What kind of a flood? If he's going to bring a flood of fire, it's going to rain fires. Yeshon davaracha, we've got something else. We've got some sort of material. Valisa shma. It's either refers to a shade or some sort of a ein a sholot barash. This is some sort of a special material which is like a fire retardant, keeps fire away. In other words, he can't hurt us. Im shomayim, if it's water, im maybe if he brings the water out of the earth, right? Who maybe Yeshlan Ashashio Shabarzel. We've got plates of barzel, iron plates, that we can cover the whole earth with. I mean, you can imagine how developed they were. They had these iron plates that can cover the whole earth, and the water won't come out. Iman Ashamayim, maybe, if he's bringing water from the heavens, Yeshlan Adavar Va'akov Shma. It's called Shma. It's called Akov Amila Akov Shma. They also got some sort of a material that can withstand the water. She says, they can't hurt, so Avarshim can't hurt us. Amalaham, who may be me bain ikfer reglechem, he's going to bring it from the heels of your feet. It's going to come right out of your feet. Shenemar nachon lemoa de regla. That means ready for for those who slip of their feet. Tanya me may amabul. And what does this mean? Either it literally means coming out of the heels of their feet, or it could mean that it was like shichva zera that came out of them. Tanya me may amabul koshin kishichva zera was as difficult as a semen. Shenemar nachon lemoa de regla. Again, ready for those who slip of their feet, meaning that it was hot and thick. That's what the water was like. The water of the flood wasn't the nice swimming water. It was hot and thick like Chichvazera. Amav chista baroschem kilkulu. They sinned in heat. Baroschem kilkulu baveir uvaroschem nedonu. Except, right, and they sinned in heat, meaning adultery was part of their sins also, even though the final gzardin was on the robbery. But they sinned in heat. and therefore they were also judged with heat. Nida kenegin midik. So how do we know that it was heat? Because it says by a shoku amoyim, the water cooled down. How do we know that means cooled down? Right, by Achashverosh. His anger cooled down, right? When you get angry, the opposite is you cool down, right? So the water cooled down. That indicates that it had been hot. So that shows it was hot. It was after 7 days. After 7 days, closed the doors, then the water came down. Right? What do you mean 7 days? What's 7 days here? They waited 120 years. He was building that pave for 120 years. What's this extra 7 days? They waited for Mr. Shelf to die. And during the week of Evel, so the flood didn't hit them full strength yet. That the eulogies for tzaddikim can hold back paranios, can hold back punishment from coming from visiting the earth. Makanas upon us level. Dover achar l'shivas. What does it mean? Sheshina aleim makanash baruch hu seir breishis. Shivas yom refers to shivas and breishis, and Hashem changed the world for them. In other words, in order, how did he make the water come? By changing the teva of the world. The sun rose in the west and settled in the east. That's how Hashem programmed the world in advance, that and if you do it this way, there'll be a flood. Means, first there was a Zman Gadol of 120 years. Gave him a chance to do tshuva. They didn't listen. He says, okay, I'm going to still give you another seven more days. See if you can withstand it now. Still, that didn't change. Right, he gave him a taste of the next world. What good they are losing. That's the idea of the shivas he made bracious is like me'ain olam haba. So he gave him a taste of the next world so that they should know what they are foregoing by not doing tshuva. Okay, now it says, Mikol bei matoro tikach lemshim shavah. Take seven males, seven females from all the kosher animals, ish for ishto. Man and his wife, ish is lame miyisle. Is that, you know, are men and, are, by animals, do you have this concept of marriage, you know, that they are miyuchad for one another, you know, of monogamy, let's say, are animals monogamous? Rosh Hashanah Menachman Emerson, the Osim Shalom Nevevevevevev, means that they didn't commit bestiality with other animals. In other words, that they stayed with their own men. The Hashem only took on the ark animals that copulated with their own kind, with their own species. Menayada, how did Noach know? Amar Chista Shavirin Lefnei Teva. He passed them all in front of the Teva. Kosha Teva Kosha. If they were able to enter, the Teva took them in. Right? The Biyadua Shalom Nevevevevev, then you know they hadn't committed any Avera. In other words, ones who tried to get in, and somehow the Teva wouldn't let them come in, it shook or whatever, they didn't get put in, you know that they weren't allowed in. But kosher ain't the teva kodos if the teva did not allow it in. The aduah shenev the bavera. Ravorim also the bal meilan. The ones who came of their own volition. In other words, he didn't tell them which animals to go in. The ones who came of their own volition, those were the ones who hadn't committed, hadn't mated with people with animals of other species. Asayel chatovas as they go for make a ark of wooden gopher, my gopher, Amrav Vavishula, Zumavliga. It's a kind of wood called Mavliga, very good wood. Amrla Gomish, some say it's Golomish. So it has to make a window. Kavaba Avanim Tovis, make precious stones, Margolius and pearls. That's the lesson of Tsoar. Tsoar means a window. He says, put in precious stones and pearls there because they will give off light somehow. Through a prism, they would somehow give off light. It was somehow, you find something more, they understood that the stones had light within them. I don't know how that was understood. Stones don't, you know, they don't have light within them. I don't think that's physics.
They reflect light.
They reflect light, exactly. So he says, maybe you put those stones in, sorry about that. Alright. It's Noah, huh? Yeah. Okay. Okay, so Rav said, it's Hong Kong, actually. It's not China. The Elamat Chalanim Amal. Okay, so he says like this. In other words, put in those stones, that flush of Tzor, it'll be light to you as the noon, as the high noon. The Elamat Chalanim Amal. At the top, make it only an Amal. There's a big Teva. What does that mean? Make slanted roofs, not like the flat roofs here which all leak. Make slanted roofs so that the water will run down. So at the top, make it only an amah. That's how That's how it'll exist without leaking. Tachtim shniim u'shlishim make lower levels, second and third level, ta'asena. Tana tachtim u'zevel, the lower level was for dung. I'm sorry, the middle level was for animals, the behema, the top level was for adam. Then he sent out the raven. The raven gave a very good answer to Noach. Amalo, Rab Chosaneni, your master, meaning God, hates me. Batosaneni, you also hate me. Rab Chosaneni, Menatarim Shiva, said from the kosher animal, seven. Menatmeim, like me, only two, right? Why only two by us? Batosaneni says, you also hate me. Shatamaniach mi min Shiva. You're going to send out a bird. Send out a bird that there's seven of. Seven and seven. What are you sending out when there's only two? Aren't you chancing a little bit dangerous? You're sending an animal out, a bird like me, that there's only two of us. If the angel of the sun or the heat or the angel of cold gets me, well then some chasubari achas are going to be, the whole species will be wiped out. There'll be nobody to mate, right? So what's going to happen with chasubari achas? Maybe you're thinking of taking my wife. That's what the bird told him. I'm going to Russia. The mutterly nesed. One was mutter to me. My own wife is also to me. Benesli lakoshke. Nobody was allowed to copulate in the ark. So he says, my own wife is also to me. One was mutter to me. So somebody's also to me. You think I'm going to take your wife? When all benesed, it says, bustle table, you come to the bato, bacha, vishtach, 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 vishtach. Right, everybody, whole family come with you. See, when it says, yate, same in a teva, now time after the flood was over, go out of the teva. Why does it say all those people? Obviously, they're all going to go out to show you that, smashma, that now they can be your wife again. Meaning, y'all came with you, right? You take in every year. The first pasuk is tell you to take the whole family in. When it goes out, obviously, if you're going out, everybody should go out with you. It means to say that now you'll be a family again. They were all also in Tashmita, everybody, animals as well as humans. Three didn't listen. They all were smitten because of it. Kelev, the dog, the owner of the raven, the Cham. Cham was one of the sons. Kelev, Niksha, the Kelev was tied because of that. Orev, right, the raven, Ruk, his punishment was that his mating was by spitting into his mate's mouth. Right, he spit literally. Cham Lakabola was by sin because his son, one of his sons, was Cush. Was the black race came out of Cham, and that was considered a punishment. His skin was turned black because of his sin. By Yisrael Chasayona, he sent out the Yona, the dove Meito, from him. Lewis had come see if the water went down over him, and Mikan. That's the proper place. Kosher birds are with tzaddikim. They value the tzaddikim. Because it says here, me'ito, right? He says he left me'ito. By the raven, it didn't say me'ito. He says he sent him out. Here he sent him out from him. And they found a leaf, an olive leaf, as food in its mouth. Because I'd rather have my food bitter as an olive, but dependent upon you, God, by you metukum, and it shouldn't be sweet, kidvash. I'd rather have it that than rather than be sweet as honey, but I have to come on to human being to be fed. We should say the same thing. I'd rather have a little bit of bread brush from Bashlam and not directly from people. My mash with the high tough lishim zahim, the tough means Bashlam Bazaras, the chsiv, hatrifeni rechem chuki, please feed me the bread which is roi for me. L'mishpachosem yosem and atevet, they left according to their families. What does that mean? Amar b'yachon l'mishpachosem v'lohem. Difficult to understand what this means. On the side he brings down from the mashah, others. To me, l'mishpachosem v'lohem, meaning that when they left, they were entitled to have families again, entitled to mate. But as they weren't, and not to be alone as they were in the teva. Amar b'chan rabbis, amar Eliezer, that of Aram, said to shame Rabbah, to the great shame. Shame meaning the best son of Noah. Shame chavon yafa. Shame was even, not necessarily the oldest, but the best. Says Shem Chamiyafas. He said to Shem Rabba, the great Shem. He says, "Sivim b'chosem yatsim and ateva." Says you left according to your families. Atun hechi havisin. How was it in the family? Hey chayisim b'chol lachin in yom b'kachlik. One according to his whole lasses kol beri beri chafza. In other words, they were according to their families. Inside, Rashi said before b'chosem yatsim and ateva, meaning they all went out according to their families. The pashup shot was that they lived there by families. In other words, they all ate by themselves, they all had their own food, etc. They lived as families even though they couldn't mate, but they lived individually in the teva. How was it for you guys in there? He says, he met him, he says, how was it? I'm like, Tekes Shem lived a long time after his Med Avram, Med Eliezer. Amalei Tzagar, it's very difficult for Teva. The ones who normally ate during the day, we gave to feed them. Shadak Lecha Belayla, the ones who normally ate at night, we gave them to eat at night. Right, Belayla. Hi, Zekisa, we found the chameleon, Rabbi Yada. But my father Noach, he didn't know Ma'achla. What does he eat? Yamachar, one day, Yosef Kopalimron, one day he was peeling, my father sitting peeling a pomegranate, enough of Tulamine, and a worm fell out. Achla, the chameleon went and grabbed the worm. Mikam Ba'elach, afterwards he said, he needs worms. How they govelech is, we would mash for him some bran. Kimitman, when it became old and wormy, Achla, he ate it. Ari, the lion, right? Now the lion, what was going to keep the lion from eating all the other animals, right? Ishta Zinsa, he was nourished by fever. Damarav, Labatsa Mishisa, not less than 6 days, but Tavim Mishisa, not more than 12 days. Rashi brings an upshot that it's months. Zina Ishta, that the fever fed him. In other words, that person who's in deep fever doesn't eat. He says he was sustained by his fever, and therefore he didn't have a taiva to eat or trample other animals. Even though we're talking the 6 and 12 could be days, and here we're talking about a much longer period, maybe by a lion was different. Or Shina, the phoenix, a kind of a bird, Ashkechine Abba, the gun of Misaf and the Kuzai. My father found him sleeping in one of the holes in the Teva. Amalei, the boss, Mazan, don't you want to eat? Amalei, Chazisich, that I saw you were busy. Yeah, you're very busy, you know, you're handling everybody. Amalei, that's how they want to bother you. Amalei, you have Rabbi Kalo Thomas, you should never die. Shnemar, the Omer, I said, Imkini Agavea, I will perish with my nest. Chol is like the phoenix, Abi Amal of many days, meaning he never died. The Mefarshim saying it wasn't Noah could make him live, because Hashem was not Mishana, the barrier, but he gave him that bracha, and he just said that you will continue with this bracha because it was part of the phoenix's makeup, that he was very, he didn't want to make trouble, wanted to stay under the radar, didn't want to bother anybody. And because of that, as you said before, Kabel, if you're low and under the radar and don't start trouble with anybody, people will like you and you'll live a long time. Alright, we'll stop here because we have to stop and we'll pick it up. We're 5 lines from the bottom of the daf. We'll pick it up here tomorrow at 5:30. I'm Rav Chana Bar Levi.
Imagery is unbelievable.
Yeah.